Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Oh, that woman, don't you ever my blue suede shoe.
The Brown County Playhouse opens their season on June 12th with a rocking 60s musical called Suds. They continue with How the Other Half Loves in July and The Boys Next Door in August, and then in September, same time next year. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is Brandon Cutrell. He's the person who plays the lead in Suds, the rocking 60s musical. Tell us, Brandon, how old were you in the 60s?
In 1960, I was negative 16.
But the spirit is the spirit of youth.
It is definitely the spirit of youth. Suds is very spirited and all about fun.
Brandon's background is in musical theater. A couple of years at IU, some of them in the music school, and then moving on to the Cincinnati Conservatory for more musical theater. So a product definitely of Midwest education. We're talking with Brandon Cutrell. Brandon, I know you did your education at IU and then at Cincinnati in the 90s. What have you been doing since then? Tell us a little bit about your career.
My career has been a little crazy. It's been very good, knock on wood. I moved to New York in 99. And thought that I would immediately, you know, have land on Broadway or have a Broadway career. But then I ended up being swept off of my feet by the nightclub scene there, and became really a part of the cabaret scene. And so after, I don't know, 3 or 4 years of making my way in the nightclubs, the cabaret clubs, I started winning awards, and now I am at Feinstein's, you know, a couple times a year. And I have now I host a huge underground cult hit called The After Party, which is on 42nd Street every Friday night. It's a big open mic musical theater party. All the Broadway stars come after their shows, and they get up and sing. You never know who's going to walk in the door. We've had Celeste Holm, Christine Ebersole, Claire Danes even. You know, it doesn't matter who they are. They show up, and I'm the host. So it's been a great ride for me.
I'm afraid that the party is going to be missing you for, about a month.
Yes,
as you work with the Brown County Playhouse.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about the role that you play in Suds.
My role is really, it's every man. There are six characters that I play throughout the show, alongside three ladies, all of whom are students at the theater department here. But from the postman to Mr. Wright to Johnny Angel to a repairman, if there's a man in the show, I am the one.
In some ways, cabaret and nightclub work seems to really fit you for the Suds production. It's described as a rocking musical. At the same time, it really has very much a cabaret feel with your playing multiple roles.
Exactly. And because it's at Brown County, it's an intimate audience, which is very much in line with a cabaret club or a nightclub in New York. And I love that. I love the intimacy. I love being able to see the faces of the audience members and be able to play to them. And because I do play different characters, there's that fourth wall is not as concrete, if you will. I can break it down a little bit and play a lot of my scenes to the audience and really involve them, which is a lot like what I do in Manhattan.
Ah. We've been talking with Brian Cutrell. He plays all the men. All six of them in the upcoming production of Suds, the rocking 60s musical. It opens on the 12th and continues through July 6th at the Brown County Playhouse. Suds is directed and choreographed by George Penny. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.